Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tomorrow, there'll be people up early because Republicans in Virginia will be voting tomorrow for their nominees for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general. It's a big day. It's an unassembled convention. So instead of going to one big location, to the Richmond Coliseum or Liberty University, or you know, some location where you can cram 20,000 people into a building, this is in 37 locations across the state. The one thing you got to remember tomorrow, though, and I'm trying to make sure people aren't mad or disappointed, is even if you are the strongest Republican in America, you vote Republican every time, if you haven't voted, if you haven't registered as a delegate already, you can't vote tomorrow. So I don't want you to, you know, drive an hour to get to your location and then find out your name's not on the list. So you should know if you've already registered as a delegate or not before you put in that effort to go vote tomorrow. I just anticipate there'll be some upset people if they are unaware of that in advance. Now, throughout this week, we've been talking to the top candidates. There's seven of them who are seeking the Republican nomination for governor. And today we get to talk to Pete Snyder. He is back with us. I listened to you yesterday as you talked to Jeff. He covered some of the key questions. But how are you feeling on this last full day of campaigning, Pete?
Hey, John. Great to. I don't want to say start. I've been up since, I think, 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Great to be on the final day of campaigning with you, my friend. If you can't tell, John, and your listeners, I'm having an absolute blast with this campaign. We've been at it for 5 months. But yeah, I've been toiling in our conservative movement for over the past 25 years, and we are going to have a huge day on Saturday. And it's really going to be, John, based on, you know, angry and frustrated parents from all over Virginia, from Henrico and Chesterfield to up in Loudoun County and Prince William County and Fairfax County, Chesapeake and Virginia Beach, who are sick and tired of having politicians cow to the teachers' unions, having our schools closed, having the unions, compare notes and try to change and shape the data and the science of the CDC to collude to keep our kids out of the classroom. People want their economy open and their freedoms back. So that's why we expect a big surge in all those areas that I just mentioned. And we're going to have a really, really big day and a great day for freedom tomorrow on Saturday.
What do you think the distinction is between you and the other top candidates? You've got another guy out there who is also a wealthy individual who's been successful in business, who is touting himself as an outsider. And I'm just wondering, if people are looking for an outsider, why would they pick you?
Yeah, great question, John. And look, you know, I'm proud of the fact that I'm not a career politician. Never held elective office in my life. Spent my entire life in the business sector, in the private sector. I started my first small business when I was 26 years old. I'm a serial entrepreneur, but on Main Street, not Wall Street. And, you know, more importantly, for folks that are going to be voting tomorrow, you know, I didn't just wake up yesterday and decide that, you know, I need to be governor of Virginia. I have toiled in the grassroots of our party and our conservative movement for over 25 years. People talk about life. I've fought for life. I've marched for life over probably 14 times. I've helped funded life and our Second Amendment. And conservative candidates and causes over the years, my wife and I have helped out to the tune of over $2 million. So and that's why people like Ken Cuccinelli are backing me, people like Ginny Thomas, people like Morton Blackwell, people like Congressman Bob Good, E.W. Jackson, movement conservatives like Matt Schlapp and Mercedes Schlapp and the American Conservative Union all have endorsed me because I'm right on the issues. Ollie North, former NRA president, because they know me and they trust me, and they don't want to trust the governor's mansion to someone who just decided to call themselves a conservative or who have funded Democrats and, you know, causes that absolutely hate Christians and conservatives. And, you know, it's, they don't want to take that kind of risk. So, you know, I am a known quantity in the fact that I have helped save our party from bankruptcy. And, you know, people know that I'm a team player and I'm a true conservative. But I am a business outsider who can whip Richmond into shape. And it desperately needs that, John. You and your listeners, if anyone, know that, you know, I'm not beholden to the special interests in Richmond. No one, I don't owe anyone there a dime. And we're going to bring real conservative change and help save our capital city and, more importantly, our Commonwealth.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I can say I've seen you at the Homestead for the events that have taken place there over the last couple of years when I was not even on the radio and would run into you. And then you and I randomly wound up standing next to each other in the security line at that Donald Trump event, Newport News. So there's no question you put in that time. And I appreciated the fact that you came on and put up money to try to save businesses during COVID. So I think you do deserve a lot of credit for that kind of work. Demonstrated before this campaign even got started. So I hope people will, you know, as they make their evaluations, that is certainly true. I hate to bring up conflicts, but we talked to Amanda Chase earlier this week. She's still, I guess you guys still haven't worked this out. She still thinks that you have done something shady here, I guess. I mean, how does this shake out?
Look, there's nothing to work out in the fact that this is all like made up lunacy. And look, I've known Amanda for a long period of time. I have a lot of respect for Amanda. Amanda sends me nice texts often, and I backed her in 2019 when no one else would, you know, because I was just tired of people picking on her. And here's the thing, Amanda, you know, is very good at getting headlines, very good at getting on your radio show, and there were four different other reasons why she wasn't going to be a Republican before. And she's trying to win a race. And she knows that we're in first place. And she's trying to do and say anything she can to try to edify me. And that's cool. That's fine. You know, it's politics. Who cares? This is the NFL, right? You know, if you're a quarterback or a lineman or running back in the NFL, guess what, John? You're going to get hit. Big deal. I'm not going to cry about it. You know, Amanda can make up stuff. It does not matter. Guess what? We're going to win and earn this thing on Saturday. And more importantly, we're going to bring our party together and add to our party. We, you know, look, just the math alone, or Republicans alone, we're not going to win in November. We need to bring independents and lean Democrats, people who haven't given our party the time of day in over 10 years. And we're going to do just that when I'm the nominee for the Republican Party. And we're going to shock the world and beat Terry McAuliffe in November. So, hey, man, you know, don't ever feel bad for me. I volunteered to do this thing, and okay, I'm having a blast and still have a smile on my face.
Do you have thoughts on the ranked choice voting? I mean, are you sending out suggestions to your folks about how to manage that? Should they circle your name 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all of the ballots?
Should be a wonderful idea if people think that. If that's what you want to do, John, okay. I love you for it and your listeners. Mrs. Snyder might do that. But you know what? Also, I got to say, this is America in Virginia. And I don't, you know, people have choices to choose other things. That's fine. You know, I think there are a lot of very good candidates on the ballot. I think this is our best crop of candidates. I've been, as you know, in the Baltimore Party for quite a period of time, in decades. So people do what they want to do. I know, I think my wife is going to be doing what you just suggested doing. And, you know,
and apparently that doesn't invalidate it. You know, that's one of the things I'm going to talk to Rich about, the chairman, at 9 o'clock. Is there are a lot of different stories about how to fill out the ballot, what will be counted and what won't. And my understanding is, picking one name, whoever it is, whether it's you or somebody else, doesn't invalidate the ballot.
And John, please do that, because I got to tell you, I am a candidate, and I am 99.9% you're right. Get it on the record.
Okay.
Make sure that all the candidates are spouses and family, and all of your great listeners and the delegates out there know that. So, yeah, you will be doing a great public service if you nail that down. I'll make sure that either I'm listening or my team is, and
awesome.
That would be helpful to all.
Pete Snyder, I've enjoyed talking to you over the last several months, and I'm sure we will talk again. And good luck tomorrow. Appreciate you coming on this morning. Pete Snyder running for the Republican nomination for governor.
I'm grateful to you. You're a great patriot. You use your powerful platform to tell the truth. And guess what? I look forward to working with you as the nominee. I got to earn it. No one's going to give it to me on the silver platter. Give us another 24 hours or 36 hours. Let's earn it. But I look forward to working with you. We are going to take down Terry together in the fall, John. So
thank you, Pete Snyder. Appreciate it.